Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, welcome. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Bob Getty, Kelly Center. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. As my microphone seems to be breaking up, not sure what that is. Glad you're with us. Opening segment of the show is sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, and we're glad to have them on the program with us as well. Daniel Stewart's going to be joining us in just a moment as we get ready for this afternoon's baseball game between Southern Miss and Ole Miss. First, some breaking news, and that is the retirement of longtime women's basketball coach Joy Lee McNellis, that announced this morning by the university. She's stepping down after 21 years at the helm of the women's basketball program, and we'll have a lot more on that in the second segment of the show. Also, some more women's basketball news and a remarkable story. At another university here in Hattiesburg, the ladies of William Carey University are 25-0 headed into their conference tournament. We're going to be talking to their head coach, Tracy English, later in the program. But first, baseball's on everybody's mind. Golden Eagles and Ole Miss set to get it on here in about 2.5 hours. McCarty English pitching, the young sophomore for the Golden Eagles. Will Costlin, a junior with a 1-0 record already this year, on the mound for Ole Miss. Daniel Stewart is our baseball analyst, and we have Daniel in enemy territory this afternoon. He's up there in Oxford. And all right, Daniel, go ahead and tell us, how many sightings have you seen of navy blue blazers and khaki pants?
Well, you know, as of right now, the count is going to be zero navy blue blazers. But I'm sure somewhere around here there are quite a few walking around. That's for sure.
Katy Perry, you haven't seen her anywhere?
No Katy Perry. I've been looking for her, but I haven't seen her yet.
All right, Daniel, what do you make of tonight, McCarty English on the mound? A lot of expectations that he's going to be a big relief pitcher. His first appearance, really not very successful, but I guess today is another opportunity.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I think last year he had such a great start to the season, really did well when he got the chance and then got the injury. So, you know, he's a guy that's going to be low to mid-90s, got good pitches. Going to give him an opportunity to really kind of get that starting spot against a premier SEC school. And I'm looking forward to seeing how well he's going to do tonight.
Weather-wise, looks like it's going to be a nice night in Oxford, Daniel. Of course, you're a state guy, so you can really kind of call this one down the middle, right?
A state guy? I don't know if Mississippi State.
No, I'm saying that's the team you've had the most success against. So,
well, that is true. That is true. No, I'm up here right now. Yeah, it's about 72 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. So, perfect weather for baseball. That's for sure.
All right, Daniel, let's break it down over the weekend. Golden Eagles had a good week, 3-1, beat a good Louisiana Tech team 2 out of 3. Starting pitching not really good in the second game of the doubleheader Saturday, but on a positive note, you had 3 freshmen that came in and shut Louisiana Tech down after they had scored 4 runs, short of 1 run in the bottom of the ninth, kind of top of the ninth, sort of a meaningless run in a sense. Overall, though, you got to think that a good start by a really young pitching staff.
Yeah, I think so as well. You know, hated to see Matt Adams kind of have a rough outing, but like we've talked about a lot, you know, that's baseball. You're going to get that. seeing how he's going to bounce back from this outing, how he performs next week, that's going to be the test. But, yeah, you're right. Our freshman, I think it was Sundstrom, was the first one that came in. Really did well. I think 2.2 innings, no hits. Really kind of, you know, whatever rally Louisiana Tech may have been, you know, getting together, he kind of shut that down. So, and like we've talked about before, and the strengths of our pitching staff and the strengths of our young guys. So, I think we've seen that, and we're going to continue to see that every week, just how well our young guys perform.
Man, this is the start of a tough week for Southern Miss, maybe the toughest week of the whole season. Playing up there this afternoon, Ole Miss always got a good program, of course, and then you go on the road for basically a perennial World Series team, TCU, three games in a row. How do you approach this as a player, you think, Daniel? Just one game at a time?
Well, you know, it's kind of trial by fire here at the beginning of the year. You know, Lafayette may not have been quite the test, but since then we've had some really good teams. And La Tech, for that matter, is always going to compete in Conference USA. They're always in the talk for the postseason. Now Ole Miss, TCU. So as a player, this is what you look forward to. You want these big games. You want to get put on the stage. So I know these guys are really excited right now. And you know, if we can get through it with you know, some really good performances and some wins, that's really going to kind of propel us for the rest of the year.
I think what's really neat about this schedule, too, and we haven't talked about this, is sometimes human nature has you playing down to your level of competition, and the worst thing that could happen for any good team, not just Southern Miss, but any good team, is to play a team not as good as you, play down to that level, and then lose maybe a game or two. So here, you never get a break, Daniel. It's a good team every single time. But even if the worst should happen and you don't win the game, it doesn't necessarily hurt and sometimes actually helps your RPI.
Well, that's true. You know, it's one of those things where, like we've always talked about, never too high, never too low. It's a grind. It's a long season. You know, you don't want a lot of fluff at the front of the year. You want to play some teams that are going to be competitive. And it really gets a chance to see what we're made of. You know, how are we going to perform against these teams that have done really well? You know, Ole Miss tonight, 6-1. Only loss they've got was a 10-0 loss against Texas, I think maybe second or third game of the year. So good quality competition is what makes you good, playing good quality competition.
All right, Daniel, here are the stats for USM starting pitching after the first week, week and a half, I guess. 6-1, a 1.38 ERA, 39 innings out of your starters, 45 Ks, 12 base on balls. That's Oz pitching there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not typical. You know, these guys have thrown a lot of pins and had a lot of inter squads. And when you actually get thrown in the game, it can change some things for you mentally. But, you know, like we've talked, it's still early. Still think these guys are going to do great. And Coach Oz is going to do what he's got to do to get these guys kind of honed in, to keep the walks down, keep the ball from hitting the big part of the bat. And, you know, unfortunately, Sunday, it was kind of tough. Some balls were hit pretty good off of our guys, but long season, and I'm still really excited about the team we put together.
I mean, 12 walks in 7 games is not bad.
When you look at it that way, yeah, it's not bad overall, but I think we had maybe 5 walks on Sunday, so that was the majority of them there.
Daniel, as a pitcher, what statistic would you look at most as being most important as a pitcher? Is it the ERA, strikeout to walk ratio, WHIP? What would you consider to be the statistic that you found most important?
Yeah, well, you know, to me, I guess probably outside looking in, everybody looks at strikeouts. But as a pitcher, to me, it was the ERA. How many runs do you average giving up per 9 innings? And that's really a direct translation to wins and losses. The guys with lower ERAs give up the least runs, which is going to translate into more wins. So I think the most important stat for a guy to look at is that ERA. All the other stats are good. The WHIP's a good one. Walks and hits per innings pitch. You know, how hard are the guys getting hits off of you? That's kind of the way you gauge that. But the ERA to me is most important.
See, I like that question because depending on which pitcher you ask, some pitchers will say, you know, WHIP because it doesn't take into account poor defensive play because, you know, of people behind you, but just a raw statistic as a pitcher. How is the pitcher doing? And, again, there is no right answer. It's different for different people.
Yeah, and that's, you know, the WHIP is basically how many people you put in or how many people are getting on base every inning. You know, are you walking them or are they getting hit? So that's that is going to correlate to success as well. But, you know, the way our Southern Miss Golden Eagles have been hitting the ball, ERA can be up a little bit. I still think we've got a chance.
All right. Last time these two met was in Hattiesburg. Golden Eagles win it 7-5, but that doesn't mean anything, Daniel Stewart. And as we know, whenever Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Southern Miss, any of the three lock horns, it's anybody's guess what's going to happen.
Yeah, it really is. And if you talk to the players, they're going to tell you, you know, well, this is just any other game. But I think deep down there's a rivalry obviously there. These guys, our guys, Southern Miss wants to beat Ole Miss. Ole Miss wants to beat Southern Miss. You know, everybody, Ole Miss is expected to beat Southern Miss or should beat Southern Miss. And maybe that's true in every other sport. But in baseball right now, I like our chances against the Ole Miss Rebels tonight.
I'll take our team against State and Ole Miss anytime we tee it up, Daniel.
Absolutely. Any day.
I just wouldn't tell them you're from Southern Miss, because if you go to Rafters or the library down on the square, they're going to charge you extra to get in.
Well, there, so. Kelly, that's going to be hard because I'm wearing my Southern Miss shirt right now.
Proud
it's going
to
be hard
that.
To hide it.
Proud to hear that, Daniel. You represent us well up there, brother.
I'm doing my best.
All right. Thanks, Daniel. We appreciate you, man.
And that's a weird 4 o'clock start, Bob.
Yes, it is. Daniel Stewart, everybody. Hey, don't forget about it. It's happening next week. MCS Home Center. Very excited about this. This is a local version of Lowe's. The same merchandise, the same everything, but much better hometown service. We look forward to having them part of the Eagle Hour for a while to come. MCS Home Center opening next week in Bellevue, Highway 98. When we come back, more on the resignation of Joy Lee McDulloch. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
I want to thank Daniel Stewart. That may be the most highly paid correspondent we've ever had. But fortunately, Southern Bank Corps is paying him.
And if he tries to go to Rafters or the library, he's going to need to be highly paid tonight, that's for sure.
All right, opening segment was sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit as we preview this afternoon's game between Ole Miss and Southern Miss. Why in the world they're playing at 4 o'clock, I don't know. But nevertheless, SEC Network Plus. So you have to pay the SEC to see the game. I refuse to do that. But they need every penny they can get, Kelly.
Not just the SEC Network, Bob. The SEC
Plus Network. Right. That means throw out the coin.
Yeah, or you get extra cartoons or something.
Richest,
I don't know.
The richest athletic conference in the history of collegiate sports, and they've got a nickel and dime you over a midweek baseball game.
Well, you said it. I mean, it's
Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment. CampusBookmart.net on Hardy Street, where you find all your Southern Miss apparel. And better still, where you find Miss Kathleen. And when you're down there, ask her for the Kelly Center Bob Getty section. She'll show you.
And they will not nickel and dime you to death.
No, absolutely not. Not like the SEC. You'd never get that. Never get that.
SEC Plus, Bob.
That's right. All right, breaking news today. And sad news, I think, in a lot of ways. After 21 years, Joy Lee McDulloch has announced her retirement, effective at the end of the year from the women's basketball program. And, of course, her Her battles with health issues have been well documented, and she's discussed them on this show many times. So, Kelly, you know, you and I know her very well. We both think very highly of Coach McNellis. We sort of felt like this was coming. You got hint of it yesterday. You told me about it, and your sources were right. Your thoughts about Joy Lee and this announcement?
This had to be, even despite her current situation, this had to be really tough for her, because you talk about a competitor.
Right.
And normally, as we get older, that competitive edge tends to wear off a little bit. You know, right. You're not near as but not with her.
No.
Man,
no.
She has been a competitor and has never got tired of competing, would outwork everybody, but there just comes a time. She's always been a very faithful and introspective person as well. And I think maybe between her faith and her family and her current situation, she felt like this was the best thing to do. And, you know, we kind of mentioned it yesterday on the program. If there was any uncertainty as to where the future of the basketball program was going, that gives license to kids who can go anyway into the transfer portal. It would just give them more impetus to go. So Coach McNellis, in an effort to let these athletes who are here now know for sure that there will be a change in leadership next year, whatever Jeremy McClain says that direction will take. Mm-hmm. But to being a team player herself, making the decision, letting them know that, hey, we want to keep these athletes here, and I'm going to go ahead and let you know that I won't be back.
Right. She got her first coaching job when she was 28 years old. I didn't realize that. Head coach at Memphis State at the time. And following the Tigers' first and only head coach of the modern era and all-time wins leader, she succeeded Mary Lou Johns. Her task was big, but she took them for 13 years and did won 229 games and four berths in the NCAA tournament. On May 14, 2004, she returned home to Hattiesburg and accepted the head coaching job as the Southern Miss Lady Eagles head coach and did that for 21 years. Jeremy McClain said this morning, "I want to thank Joy and her family for their dedication to Southern Miss and to Lady Eagle basketball over the past 21 years. Coach McNellis has had a significant impact as a leader in our university community and throughout college basketball. Wins and losses have only been a piece of her legacy. I appreciate her attention to detail and leading her student athletes and coaches in their daily lives and hope that she will continue to be a light around Southern Miss. I wish her well on the next chapter of her journey and thank her for her immense impact that she has had leading our program." And I'm going to tell you this. Nobody loved anything more than Joy Lee McNellis loved coaching women's basketball at Southern Miss.
And here's evidence. I remember it seemed like just yesterday it was announced that she was leaving Memphis to come to Southern Miss. And I remember even back then people going, why in the world would she took a pay cut.
Because she loved this.
Yes, a pretty significant pay cut to come here, which I just thought was remarkable. And look, you know, your heart follows your pocketbook, right? Or vice versa. Your pocketbook follows your heart. Normally that's the case. But there's a situation where she took a pay cut to come to a place where she loves. Mm-hmm. And when she could have gone the other direction, she could have easily gone to a bigger school and made more money. But she came back to a school that she loved for less money.
Right. Listen to this, Kelly. 34 seasons as a Division I head coach, McNellis has made 14 postseason appearances, won two Coach of the Year titles, had 45 players named to all-conference lists, two players named Player of the Year, and sent 13 former players to professional basketball. She will retire as one of only 61 coaches in the history of women's basketball to win over 550 games. She will be honored Friday night at halftime of the men's basketball game against Troy, and a national search for her successor will begin immediately. Those stats prove that, you know, as far as coaching women's basketball at a collegiate level, she has nothing left to prove.
That's for sure. And, you know, I hated when Southern Miss was in Conference USA, there was a couple of times that they just couldn't get back past Western Kentucky. And had they done it on two separate occasions, they would have made those NCAA trips, you know, which I know she really, really wanted to do. And had it not been for Western Kentucky, they would have. And you just hate the circumstances, you know, surrounding this departure. But again, she's always been a person of faith. She has always shared her faith, and she's always been very forthright and as to what her situation has been, and hasn't painted a picture anything other than what it is. And I respect that, especially when you're dealing with the media. She's been very transparent.
You and I've had a lot of fun with her, speaking of dealing with the media over the years, haven't we, Kelly?
And she is one of the few people that understands, believe it or not, my warped
correct. She does. You're actually right about that. She would laugh about you, man, sometimes. Yeah. People would not hear what she would be saying off air.
Right.
But we would get through with a segment, and she would just cackle through the whole segment.
Yeah.
It's some dumb thing you've said during the course of the interview. So you and I, needless to say, we will miss working with her, but we'll look forward to seeing her in the community. And Lord knows, we like everybody else, knows that the first priority is her health and getting back where she wants to be, where she can spend more time with her family and grandchildren. And God bless her. I mean, she'll be one of those iconic figures in sports history here.
Just yesterday, Bob, she was at walk-ons in Hattiesburg doing the Eagle Hotline.
Yeah, and we were told yesterday she had been on the floor the last couple of ball games, sitting on the floor. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see her continue to coach through the rest of the year.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me a bit.
But the tournament starts next week, right?
Yeah,
so unless there's a drastic turnaround for both the women's and men's programs, it's probably going to be a short run for the teams in the postseason. Right. But still, you know.
Well, Coach, if you're listening, we love you, and, you know, we're happy for you if this is what you wanted to do, and we just hope that every day is good for you and your health continues to get better and better. And we'd love to have you back on the show. You know, when you feel like coming, you know, you always have an open invitation to be on this program with Kelly and I.
Yeah, she's always been she's changed some schedules, like practice schedules. And so I know she's talked to us on airplanes. She's talked to us in jetways when she's walking onto an airplane.
Driving down the highway recruiting.
Right.
Yeah, and when she'd had to change those practice schedules, the players would go, whew. Man, I'm sure glad the Eagle Hour called her. Maybe practice will only be 2 hours.
It was a break for them, yeah. I remember one time we were there and they were doing a practice like 2 hours before tip-off.
Yeah. And we asked, what are they doing? And one of the assistant coaches says, this is coach's idea of a shoot-around.
Not many shoot-arounds I've been to.
Last thing I'll say about her in this segment. One of the old school coaches that was still coaching, and I think that's a good thing. I mean, she believed in discipline and dedication and hard work. No easy roads, no easy out. Would you agree with that?
I would. And there's getting to be fewer and fewer of them. And a lot of them aren't very old in numbers of years.
Right.
You know, but the transfer portal and NIL stuff is driving a lot of the old school coaches out.
Right.
On both women's and men's fronts, and it's sad.
You got any sources telling you where they may be looking, Kelly?
Where they may?
Yeah.
No. This announcement is fresh today, and she'll be honored 28th, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of time between now and then.
All we can tell you is, and the school put this out, a quote-unquote national search for Coach McNellis's successor will begin immediately. So I would think this will play out over the next 2 or 3, 4 weeks.
Yeah, Jeremy McClain just gets his catches.
He doesn't have much to do, does he?
Other than hire coaches. I mean, just gets a football guy in the house, and now he's going to have to hire a women's basketball coach.
How hard is it to go 25-0 in a basketball season, never lose a game? We're going to find out next. Tracy English, and he's got a pretty big former Southern Miss star on his team. We're going to see what contributions Rose Warren made to William Carey basketball when we come back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. We're glad you're with us. This segment is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill, right there in the shadow of the rock, and a great place for you to have a good lunch, good dinner, take in the next ball game. 4th Street Bar and Grill. Also want to thank our good friends at Mobay Beignet Company, the official beignet store of the Eagle Hour, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. And want to remind you about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast at Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. It sounded like a lion roaring in the background. But we've got William Carey, women's basketball coach Tracy English on the phone with us. They're in Montgomery, Alabama, ironically. We were talking about that place yesterday. They're getting ready to participate in the Southern States Athletic Conference Tournament. Unbelievably, 25-0, 16-0 in the conference. And Coach English, we were talking off the air. You said getting to 25-0 was a piece of cake.
No, I didn't say that. It was pretty tough. It was pretty tough, night in and night out. Just kind of getting everybody's best shot. The whole, you know, coming off last year's conference championship, and you just kind of got. Get everybody's best shot, and it's just tough every night. So,
hey, Trace, I know that you're in Montgomery, and I know the word probably got, and I call him Trace because Tracy English and I go back a long time. But you got the word this morning that Coach McNellis, and this is about your team, but I know that you would probably want to say a little something about the news regarding Coach McNellis.
Yeah, just what a great career. That program will miss her. I know she'll probably still be around the program or anything, and best of luck to her. Just hate she's had to go through what she's been through with her illness and everything. And the sport's going to miss her, and Southern Miss is going to miss her too. She's been a great ambassador for their team and their university.
Well, like Coach McNellis, your program at William Carey has seen some lows, but obviously some highs. What has been most unique about this particular team? Because it is nearly impossible to go undefeated the way you guys have so far.
It's just a well-balanced team, basketball team. I was just talking to the coach from Bruton Parker here a few minutes ago. They're practicing right in front of us, and he was just talking about how it's somebody different for us every night. I mean, we were just in a dogfight down at Loyola. We're down 11 in the third quarter, and a freshman and a sophomore off the bench came in and made six threes in the quarter and got us back out front, and we never looked back. So it's like that every night. It's somebody different. Of course, we probably got the two best players in our league as our post players, Colton Blakely and we got the top two post players in there, Chanel Corpus also. So it's somebody different every night. So if they focus on those two kids, then shots are open for those kids, and we got a lot of talent. We're pretty deep.
Coach, every coach would like to be 25-0, but I'm curious, you know, as the winds mounted up toward the end of the season, do you sense that they feel the pressure of being undefeated, or is that not a factor in the way they approach every game?
It's really not been a factor. I haven't seen that in them, and it didn't hurt that. The final two games of the year were two of our biggest rivals, University of Mobile and Loyola, which is, you know, always tough games for us, and we get after each other pretty well. So it was focusing on what the job was at hand a lot of the time takes the pressure away from them. We really didn't spend a lot of time talking about it. I don't know that we ever even mentioned it in the locker room. Everybody knew. So, I mean, we knew that we were setting, coaching staff knew we were setting some milestones. We knew that nobody had gone through the conference schedule unbeaten in 10 years. I think Bethel University did it 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And not only that, we won 39 straight regular season basketball games. I mean, going into last year's season, we finished the season winning the last 14, and then we won all of them this year. So,
wow.
We just never discussed it, never talked to them about it. But, you know, when everybody knew, we just didn't talk about it. We're always talking about the next one.
One of your players was a high-profile player at Southern Miss, Rose Warren. What has Rose meant to your team, and how has she melded into the Carey family there?
As funny you should say that. She really blended in well. Last year she kind of was stood back a little bit and just played the game and didn't know where she was going to fit. But by the end of the year, she fit in pretty well. She's the quarterback of our basketball team. She plays the point. I know she didn't play it for them, but high school she was a point guard. She's been our point guard for 2 years now, and she's the calming factor for us. She handles the basketball against the pressure. She's a scoring point guard, and she sees the floor well, and she fits in with the kids. I think she's having the most fun she's ever had in her life playing basketball right now.
Coach English, I want to talk about the women's game in general. I don't know how many years ago it was that the women's game shifted to four quarters rather than the men's, the two halves. Now that you guys have been used to that for a while, pluses, minuses, do you like the four-quarter setup or the halves better?
I kind of like it. You set different goals, and when you got more periods to play, I kind of like it. The timeouts come more frequent. When we played the women's game with 20 minutes, and for us, not a high profile program as far as NAI goes, you didn't have all the media timeouts that they got over, like at the D1 level. And so you're just chewing up your timeouts when you got tired, that kind of thing, or if you needed to talk about something. But now you get one every 5 minutes, and plus you still get the ones you have. So I like it. I like a couple of things that I like that, the fact that we went to that, and I like the fact that we can move the ball to the front court after a timeout late in the games. That makes a lot of difference for us as well.
All right, coaches, you get ready. They believe the tournament starts Thursday. Who are the teams you got your eyes on? Who do you see as your biggest challenge to finish the season absolutely perfectly by winning your conference tournament?
Well, I think the first thing, again, it's the same thing I just said before, is the first one. Came over here after winning the conference regular season championship last year, and we won a share of it and came over and got beaten our first round by a team that just shot the lights out of us. So we've kind of got a bad taste in our mouth, and we're getting ready to dip our toe into something that we weren't really – that was the last time we lost, really, So that one, and then, of course, you have Loyola and Mobile, the two that we just played. They're probably going to be our toughest competition, and the two of them are on the same side of the bracket, so one of them will come out of there. They'll have to play each other. Mm-hmm. But that's who I would be – concerned about.
And irregardless, you're going to go to the national tournament with a 25-0 record. Where is that? Tell us a little bit about that, Coach.
So it's just like the other. Just like the D1 thing. You have opening rounds, first and second rounds at satellite sites. So we don't know where we'll be. We'll have a selection show. I think it's on March the 6th. Where they'll announce where we're going and who will be there. So it'll be, I think there's 16 sites with four teams at each site.
Yeah. And you take in the men's team that's had a good year, some pretty daggum good basketball being played at William Carey University, Coach.
A lot of good basketball, and I change hats right here. Both soccer teams had outstanding years. Our volleyball team went to the final site of the national tournament. Baseball and softball off to a roaring start. So we're, by the way, our indoor track team's at the national indoor track meet, and we've got some swimmers in our first year that is at the national meet this week.
So other than that, the athletic department not having a lot of success. Is that what we're hearing, Coach?
That's what I'm trying to say, yep.
Maybe archery and cornhole will be next.
Right. Or
we have archery.
Kelly.
It's a club sport. But
you have archery?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Well, Coach, we wish you nothing but the best of luck. Please send our regards to Rose Warren. She was always one of our favorites when we were covering the Lady Eagles, and we're big fans of yours as well, and we hope to hear that you guys sweep through the tournament undefeated. Congratulations, Coach. Just a tremendous job.
All right, thanks.
All right, Tracy English, who you know very well, he's one of your Indy 500 associates.
Yeah, goes up with us every year. And I think, and I could be wrong on this, but I think I'm right, that Tracy, was a standout track and field athlete at Hattiesburg High. And I want to say that he still holds the high jump record at Hattiesburg High. I'm sure if I'm wrong, Mm-hmm. Some member of the family of, of whoever has that record will set it straight. But I think he still has the high jump record.
So Rose Warren, the pride of Puckett, is the quarterback and point guard for a 25-0 William Carey University and, team. And I'm happy for her. She's a great kid.
And what was the mascot at Puckett?
I have no idea.
The Wolves.
The Puckett Wolves.
That's right.
Only buddy. You would know that, Kelly. You may right. be the only person outside of Puckett that actually knows what the mascot is.
That and a buck will get you a cup of coffee at Mobay Beignet.
Yeah, or $8 you can get one at Starbucks. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. And I want to thank Tracy English for joining us in the last segment of the show. And again, the big news of the day, Kelly, Joy Lee McNellis's resignation, retirement, I guess I should say, as the head basketball coach. And that will probably take a little while to sink in.
Well, 21 years, the yeah. old steady hand, you know, at the helm, and I'm sure that I'm sure there are going to be a lot of people with the Sun Belt, you know, connection there, that there'll be a lot of coaches very qualified coaches that'll want that job.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. Right, you got some news and notes for us?
Yeah, let's start with track and field. 15 Southern Miss track and field athletes actually set their opening bests on the opening day at the Sun Belt Indoor Championships. Those are taking place at the Birmingham Crossplex. Actually, two Southern Miss athletes reached the podium. DeAndre Ward finished third in the men's long jump with a season high of 7.37 meters, while Maria Kaler claimed bronze in the women's 5,000 meters. Now, in other action, Mason Watkins recorded her personal best on the men's side in the mile, 4 minutes, 15 seconds. The Sun Belt Championships continue today as the Eagles look to climb the leaderboard on the final day. The women's high jump started at about 11:15 this morning, and the men will begin with the 4x400 relay at about 4:40 this afternoon. So the track and field, as you would expect, doing a great job on their side at the conference championships. And four Southern Miss men's golfers shot under par yesterday to give the Golden Eagles a 10-under-par team score for the second round of the Dorado Beach Collegiate. And the Golden Eagles shot a 278 behind a 68 from a freshman, Matthew Javier from Toronto, Ontario, a 69 from Ryan Dupuis. Dupuis, of course, from Baton Rouge. He's been on this program before. And Benjamin Fernandez from the country of Paraguay shot a 70. And they're playing that tournament at the Sugar Cane course at the TPC Dorado Beach. Three Southern Miss golfers sit in the top 10. And we'll keep you up to date on this because it concludes today. and they're actually playing the final round of that tournament today. So,
you know, I saw some people last night talking about the decision to keep the baseball tournament at Montgomery, and obviously some criticism and some disappointment. But we should point out that it was – we were told yesterday that that decision was made by the coaches and the athletic directors of the Sun Belt, who all voted. And that's how that was determined. That wasn't a decision that was made, say, by the commissioner. And suffice to say that a lot of coaches – were opposed to playing the tournament on the Gulf Coast because they believe that is an unfair advantage to Southern Miss, for which I would say, and it doesn't matter because the decision has been made, Montgomery's very close to Troy. So don't punish Southern Miss because our baseball team brings a lot more fans to events than Troy's.
But I will say, in fairness, that lots of times fans look at things differently than administrations do.
Right.
And I would argue that most athletic directors would want the most centralized location that works for everybody. So if you're at Marshall, Old Dominion, James Madison, you don't want to have to go as far south as you can possibly go.
Right.
When you could play, and Montgomery's not significantly further north
right.
than the Gulf Coast. But the other thing, as I flip this coin back and forth, and with all due respect to Montgomery, Alabama, it is not exactly a spring break tourism spot.
Correct.
You know, very few people are saying, oh, let's go vacation in Montgomery.
Right.
Where, look, even Pensacola would have been great. Now, I know that
Pensacola would have been awesome.
I mean, I know they've got the basketball tournament there.
Yeah.
You know, but Pensacola, as far as a place that you can not only take in the tournament, but you can take in all the other things
right.
that surround those
the
cities.
The venue in Montgomery is good in this respect, Kelly. It's right downtown. There's some really nice hotels all around the baseball stadium with easy walking distance. A street full of restaurants, a lot of police, a lot of security, so it's very safe down there. And in that respect, it is a good venue. But I agree with you. I mean, Pensacola would have been Bob's first choice for obvious reasons, and the Gulf Coast would have been obviously very convenient for all of us.
Well, the beach, if you're going to take the whole family,
right?
All right, yeah, you're going to go watch the baseball games, but in Montgomery, other than going to a restaurant, what are the kids going to do?
Correct.
You know what? And if you're talking about a family get together like that, you want to be able to go to the beach or an amusement park or you know places like that. And I understand again why the administrations at the respective schools chose Montgomery, and it's been there, right? They've been a proven winner. There hasn't been any big, you know, boffo or big mistake that they've made to cause you to change it.
No.
But I'm just thinking from an event standpoint, it's a spectacular place.
Well, I would say this to the coaches that did want them on the Gulf Coast. Show us you can beat us at Montgomery, because I hadn't seen that yet since Southern Miss entered the Sun Belt.
And Coach Oz said on the program the other day, look, Montgomery has been great to us.
Oh, yeah. We won both tournaments, yeah.
And it still is not that far of a drive, you know, for fans. It's an easy four-hour drive. So, you know, out of our hands. Under our skin, but out of our hands.
All right, Travis Creel joins us tomorrow, as he does every Wednesday. We'll recap this afternoon's game between Southern Miss and Ole Miss.
He hasn't been fired yet?
Not yet, but they're still tonight.
That's right.
Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.